This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey on Reality Chick Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. The sun rose gaily above the horizon across Kiwi Farm and bathed it in a rosy glow of a new dawn. After the shock of receiving the anonymous cassette and song, Winky had been busying himself with his morning mirror affirmations, porcine Pilates, and exercising evasive manoeuvres of the press flock. He had a job to do, to get Kiwi Farm back on track. He got to the farmhouse nice and early and set about his work. New visitor levies to Kiwi Farm had helped grain stores and the bank balance a little, so he set about redistributing it to places of little import. But it did make a juicy tidbit of news for the starving sheep and helped Winky sleep at night. At midday, he decided to take himself off for a walk to appreciate the beauty of Kiwi Farm and the glorious sunshine, and made his way down to a park where a playground was often busy with mothers and their young of all persuasion, especially the next generation of piglets. All bright-eyed, curly-tailed, and snouts moist and gleaming with youth. A group of these young piglets were running and jumping up and down a small wall whilst singing a wee rhyme.
Oinky Lux sat on a wall. Oinky Lux had a great fall. All of his policies and the they-thems couldn't get Oinky elected again.
Oinky blanched. What? Another protest song? Out of the mouths of porcine babes so pure? Oinky rushed back to the farmhouse to compose himself after reciting affirmations all the way there. What's going on? He needed to change the dial and do something to take his mind off things. It was glitter week in the farmyard, and a parade was planned that afternoon with enough rainbow glitter, stilettos and lipstick on pigs to get him in a better mood. He composed himself, rifled around for a t-shirt that Nicky had left him, and squeezed it over his suit and trotted out the front door to take in the festivities. But what Oinky got was shouting and chanting and black leather-clad bulls, goats and quinny-quinny. They were holding up the procession with their bellows, buoyed by their recent disruption of a children's book reading by a drag trans bull. Those are confused cows pretending that they have balls and horns, but only for the purposes of entertainment, apparently. This group of holy rollers, as they were collectively known, had had enough of the glitter gang and were making their displeasure known, and Oinky's brief respite from his bad mood had now been shot to smithereens. The kerfuffle died down, but Oinky's spirits were tanked, and he retreated to the farmhouse to contemplate what to do. The sheep were ecstatic. This display of so-called aggression is just what they needed to put the spring back into their steps. Oinky blathering on about wilding pines was nothing compared to this fodder. This could keep them busy for days, a week perhaps, praise the Lord, or the holy rollers at least. Later that night, when the crowd had dispersed, and all that were left were a few sheep, who'd been troughing in non-fermented grains and bleating along to some 80s tune coming from the barn. There were metallic streamers and rainbow flags being blown about the cobbles by a chilly evening wind. And there sat Winky on the front steps of the farmhouse with his head in his trotters, wondering how on earth his plan went so wrong. The two inebriated sheep stumbled past Winky with a nod as they swerved their way out of the farmyard. It was then that Winky heard them singing again.
Oinky Lux sat on a wall. Oinky Lux, he had a great fall. And all of his policies and all of the thems they couldn't get Oinky elected again.
Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm exclusively here with RCR or is that Reality Talk Radio?
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.